This is Twit.
You still have this phone, and unlike some other reviewers, your phone still works, even after almost 4 days.
That's true. Yeah, it's been a full four days that I've had this phone, and it still works, which is, you know, kind of what you would expect of most phones that have ever existed. But that hasn't been the case for a lot of other fold reviewers.
So before we get to that, how are you liking the phone?
I think I'm actually like in the process of still writing my review. But I think that, so on the outside, I don't know how well this shows up. The tiny screen on the outside is very silly. Nope, that's better. This bothers me a lot because this is theoretically how you're going to use it a lot when you're like on the subway or, you know, just pulling out of your pocket or something, because you're not supposed to do this. See, there's a word. There we go.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Sorry, hopefully Samsung isn't watching. like, you're supposed to sit there and open it like it's a book. So it's just awkward in a lot of situations where I find myself using the phone because of how we're conditioned to use phones with one hand. And Samsung said the reason this screen is so tiny is because you're supposed to be able to use it with one hand. But it's like, I can do that with this pretty much, and it doesn't look weird. So I don't know. But when it comes to the inside, and mine hasn't broken yet, I think it's a really neat idea that isn't quite ready for anyone at any price. Like, this is slightly better than a prototype. It's a thing you can buy, and it does lots of nice Samsung-related things, but I'm really afraid I'm going to break it just by using it. And I thought that before all the stuff yesterday. You know, it just feels, you know, it doesn't close flush. It closes at a little angle. I just felt like I was going to break it. So it's a weird one, to be honest.
Well, it's weird because, like, you know, we've already been told that you're not supposed to take that polymer lining off. And we'll talk about that. But also, like, that other I haven't even heard the other thing. You're not supposed to open it like you would normally open it. There's like a lot of not supposed to do for a $2,000 phone.
Yeah, exactly. You're also not supposed to put it in your back pocket. That was a question that was asked by another reporter when we got them. It's like, oh, I put my phone in my back pocket a lot. And one of the people from Samsung was like, yeah, probably wouldn't do that. And again, it's like, it's not fragile, but it's a bendable piece of material. And it's like, you know how much wear and tear your phone goes through anyway. And on top of that, you're adding in a thing that bends, and it's like they've only rated it for 200,000 bends, which seems like a lot. That's about 300 a day for 2 years. But I mean, I know I'm probably getting at least that many now, and who knows if it'll actually hit that many. You know, they're saying it's rated for that, and then four of them have already broken. I don't know how many are out there in the world, but not many. They're not on sale yet.
Yeah, and so have you heard that they're going to not actually release them on April 26th, or as far as you know, that's still the date?
Samsung told me last night that they still plan to release on the 26th. Mm.
Okay, so let's talk about that polymer layer. It looks like a little bit like, to some people, to Mark Gurman at Bloomberg, it looked like a screen protector, and he peeled it right off. I've seen some tweets about, you know, a little warning that says, do not remove this, but that's apparently not on any review units. So yeah, if you're watching the video, you can see that. That wasn't on your review unit, was it?
No, I think the person who tweeted that works at T-Mobile, so maybe that'll be on T-Mobile's ones because they're one of the companies that's going to have them. But the review unit I got just came in this kind of piece of plastic with it had just black on the front of it. There was nothing else. That being said, and I said this to you before, it's like, yeah, I guess if you look closely, it kind of looks like a screen protector, but like I had just taken off a piece of plastic, so I didn't feel like I was going to be taking off another piece of plastic. And honestly, I didn't even notice it until I got an email from Samsung saying, hey, don't take that thing off. And then I actually still tried to, you know, I stick my finger in there. I'm like doing it right now. And it's not easy. I have no nails, so that doesn't help. But like, it's also not easy. I feel like I would have gotten halfway through this and gone, I've done something I wasn't supposed to do, not to like, you know, diss anyone else who has a unit, but it just seems like it wasn't meant to be that. I don't know. That was my impression anyway.
Right. And then Marques Brownlee, I guess he did it too, right in front of the Samsung person who was like, whoa, don't do that. And then gave him a different one. So I guess he got lucky. But then The Verge there. Yeah, there's Marques's. But The Verge, they did not take the Dieterbone did not take his plastic covering off. He just got something in the fold and then that made the screen break.
Yeah, it wasn't entirely clear what exactly happened, but they did suggest that there was something had gotten in, like, I would guess up here where the kind of edge around the screen breaks. There's a lip on the whole device apart from where it folds, so maybe something got in there. But then CNBC's phone also started just completely crashing out, and so Dieter's might have happened because there was something that got under, and, you know, with any... you know, kind of soft surface, you're going to be able to pierce it. But, like, I can imagine it'd be pretty easy even if I just press super hard. But that's the same. Like, if there was no glass on this, that would be the same. So I get that. But, you know, CNBC's, they didn't do anything. As far as we know, it just stopped working. And I keep being afraid every time I'm going to open it that the screen will go black, and I don't know why.
Yeah, not what you want in your device that holds everything and is your one way of communicating and, of course, tweeting, which is important. And so, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, it's only two, it's only three, it's only four, whatever it is. But you review a lot of phones. Has anything ever, I mean, you besides just phones, has anything like this ever happened where, you know, so like such a large percentage of the people who have them, they break right away?
Not in the years that I have been doing this that I can think of something. I mean, I remember the iPhone 4, I believe it was the 4, not the 4S, that had the reception issue because of the material that was coating the outside metal. But that was, what, 8 years ago, 9 years ago? When it comes to, like, most standard tech products these days, I haven't seen anything like this. And the only time I've honestly seen any kind of recall or any calls for anything like that was the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, which, you know, literally exploded for like 90 people. This isn't quite that bad in terms of like damage, but, you know, if we're seeing this fail rate on these devices with such a few, with so few in the market, yeah, then maybe there is a real issue here. I can't think of anything similar. The only thing I can think in this particular case is that maybe the common thread is that there was a bad run with these devices that just out of pure chance, everyone got from, you know, it was the same line of failures for every single one of these devices and every other device would be fine. There are always devices, even on something like an iPhone 8, which has been produced at that design for years. There are always ones that have failures. There are always ones that just, you know, random bugs happen, but it does seem quite weird that so many happened in such a short period of time.
Yeah. And I mean, it strikes me as the problem I see a lot of times with like Internet of Things devices. I know you've had your own struggle with smart plugs where it's like the problem that you're solving has to be bigger than the problems the technology itself creates. So there's still a question of like, why do we really even need a folding phone? And if I'm going to have to pay $2,000 for it and it's not going to work, what's the point?
I think that's totally true. And yeah, I have had some serious issues with Wi-Fi plugs in the past and definitely had people going, why don't you just walk over and press the switch like a normal person? Which is a great question. And similar to this, it's like, why are you spending $2,000 on a phone that's worse at being your phone than the phone you have? Like the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus that came out a little over a month ago is a phenomenal phone and it's giant. So if you're looking for a big ass screen that you can put in your pocket, it probably won't die in 4 days. That's a great phone. Samsung's rationale, and I kind of get it, is that, at least for this device in particular, rather than folding phones, is like, well, we wanted to get it out. And this is for the same kind of person that wanted to buy something like, well, they didn't say this, but like something like Google Glass. Like they thought that they were going to be part of the future and they had the money to be in early. I don't think that's a very big market. I think Samsung sees this as a kind of luxury product, a kind of aspirational thing. But when it comes to folding phones in general, I don't think we're there yet. But I do think having something that takes up, you know, this is super thick, but having something that takes up this much less space in your pocket and you can kind of pull out to an even bigger screen maybe in the future. That's super cool. I mean, I think that just being able to kind of have a thing that could theoretically unfold to like the size of a real tablet or a laptop in your pocket, that's awesome. And then you're replacing every device and you only have one. That's great. This is not that. This is a phone that's bent in half.